So good. Well, let's thank officially Javier and Yanina just for pouring out the way that they just did. But don't worry, guys, we make people work for the platform here. So he's gonna come up and share for a few minutes too. Can I have the pulpit, please, someone, and the second microphone, Michael or anyone that has that? That'd be amazing. Thanks so much for Betsy. And just while we're getting everything ready, can we get the video ready from Argentina? Can we have that ready? Because I really want him to share about the projects first. How many of you know that we've been partnering with these guys from Australia to Argentina financially? And these guys have been doing an epic, epic work. And so as many of you guys know, we're going to be out there in August. And so anyway, are you hot? You've only prayed for 200 people. What's your problem? So good. Well, listen, without further ado, don't want to take too much time, but let's welcome. They really are family and part of our house. Let's welcome again Javier and Yanina to the stage. And while we're doing that, we just also want to do a very special thank you to Betsy. Now, Betsy has just, she's the best. She really is just such a blessing to us and to our house. And thank you so much for doing what you do and interpreting with such a great sense of humor. You are the funniest interpreter I think I've ever connected to. So, so good. Really, really good. Yeah, come on. So good. Double honor. Double honor. Well, as I've said, these guys are family. I don't need to reintroduce them. How many people were here this morning? Nearly everybody. That's why you're all back this afternoon. If you weren't here this morning, please go online and listen to the message. We had a wonderful prophetic word released over the house, and then also an incredible word, really a word in season, from both Javier and Yanina this morning. Really a prophetic word in season, especially what you brought this morning, Isaiah 62, was so bang on. So if you didn't hear it, please do tap in, listen to it. We honor you guys. We love you. Our house is your house. We love you being here. And please pour out as long as you want, as long as you finish when I give you the nod, really. So good. So let's one more time let's just thank these guys and welcome them.
Five minutes.
No, Violet is past Rachel. No. No. This, no. Okay. Yes.
A special one. I get the special one.
1, 2. Which one's better?
Bye bye.
Two special.
Yes. Special. It's very much.
Parece que ya como que dimos todo, ¿no?
It just feels like we've just given everything now.
Y hay que ser muy valiente para estar aquí.
And we have to be very brave to be here.
Muchos preguntaron cómo hacen para predicar en Field of Dreams.
Many people ask how do you do it to preach in Field of Dreams.
Gente muy poderosa.
These are very mighty people.
Y que nos imparten a nosotros.
And we actually receive an impartation from you.
¿Y qué podemos dar nosotros?
What can we give to you?
Y yo le dije que soy esta clase de valiente.
And I said to this person that I am that kind of valiant person.
Seguramente quizás muchos escucharon como la historia del rey.
Perhaps some of you have already heard the story of the king.
Que dijo el que cruce este lago.
Who said whoever crosses the lake.
Lleno de cocodrilos.
That is filled with crocodiles.
De serpientes.
And serpents.
De arañas.
And spiders.
De tiburones.
And sharks.
El que cruce,
whoever crosses,
tendrá a mi hija. Tendrá a mi hija.
Will have my daughter.
Yes. Y entonces todos se miraban.
And so everyone was looking.
Hasta que uno entró.
And somebody went in.
Ah, 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 ah. y salió.
And he actually made it through.
Y el rey se acercó.
And the king came to him.
Y dijo, ¿cómo hiciste para ser tan valiente?
And he said, how did you manage to be so brave?
Y él gritó.
And he shouted.
¿Quién me empujó?
Who pushed me in?
Esa clase de valiente soy yo.
That's the kind of person I am.
Dios me empuja.
The Lord pushes me in.
Si no, no cruzaría.
Otherwise, I wouldn't cross.
Estamos tan agradecidos al Señor porque yo me siento en casa.
We are so grateful to the Lord because I truly feel at home.
En mi familia.
With family.
Is true?
It's true.
Y amo a Field of Dreams.
I love Field of Dreams.
Amo Australia.
I love Australia.
Y amo la Chinchi Bean. I love Chinchi Bean. I know it's ginger beer. Pero en broma, en jokes, Chinchi Bean. Emily, en el auto, dice Chinchi Bean. Chinchi Bean. Es increíble esa bebida.
It's a wonderful drink. I love it.
En fin, no me voy a desviar.
I'm not going to go off tangents.
Quiero cerrar simplemente lo que el Señor nos dio para traer.
I just want to bring closure to what the Lord gave us and trusted us to bring here.
Y en el primer servicio hablamos un poco de eso, que es que nosotros somos portadores de la gloria de Dios.
In the first service we spoke about how we are carriers of the glory of God.
Pero el Señor me tuvo que hablar acerca de que no debemos dudar de lo que Dios ya nos ha dado.
But then the Lord spoke to me that we should not doubt that what he has already given to us.
Porque si la duda nos acerca hacia el propósito, Dios no tiene problema con ello.
The thing is that if doubt gets us closer to the purposes of God, he has no problem with that.
Pero si la duda nos aleja de él,
but if doubt pushes us away from him,
entonces ahí corremos peligro.
Then that's where the dangerous thing comes.
El Señor
in.
Entiende nuestras debilidades.
And the Lord does understand our weaknesses.
Y entiende nuestros miedos.
And he also understands our fears.
Y es normal que bajo presión y circunstancias,
and it is a normal thing that under pressure and certain circumstances,
podamos dudar.
We can doubt.
Uno de los discípulos del Señor,
one of the disciples of Jesus,
Thomas, dudó cuando el Señor regresó a verlos.
He doubted when the Lord came back to see them.
Dice que el Señor entró en la casa.
It says that the Lord went into the house.
Y dijo, paz a vosotros.
And he said, peace be with you.
Yo creo que dijo paz a vosotros porque estaban como atemorizados y algunos con duda.
I believe that the Lord said peace because some would have been in fear and in doubt.
Y el Señor les volvió a decir, paz a vosotros.
And then he said it again, peace be with you.
Como diciendo, soy yo, el mismo que les ha prometido, el mismo que les ha impartido.
Like he was saying to them, it is me, the same one that, that has imparted to you, it is me.
El Señor se va.
The Lord leaves.
Y Tomás llega.
And then Thomas comes in.
¿Dónde estaba Tomás?
Where was he?
No lo sabemos.
We don't know that.
Pero los hermanos,
but the other disciples,
le dicen, estuvo el Señor con nosotros.
They're telling him, the Lord was here with us.
Y él dijo, no.
And he said, no.
Pero ¿por qué le van a mentir sus hermanos sobre algo tan especial?
But why would his brothers lie to him about something so special?
Sus hermanos que vivieron todo con él.
His very brothers who lived every
que vieron
single
milagros
thing
with him.
Those same people who lived and experienced wonderful miracles. Why?
¿Por qué le van a mentir?
Why would they lie?
Sin embargo, pronuncia algo, menos mal que Dios no tiene en cuenta todas nuestras palabras.
However, he said something, and I'm so grateful that the Lord doesn't hold on to every word that we say.
Porque él dice,
because he says,
yo no voy a creer,
Thomas, it is, I am not going to believe,
hasta que no vea,
unless I see,
hasta que no toque,
unless I touch.
Wow.
Wow.
Pronunciar esas palabras a alguien que conoce al Señor.
Well, saying those words about from someone who knew the Lord.
Para nosotros no sería aceptable.
For us it wouldn't be acceptable.
Sin embargo,
however,
cuando vuelve, aparece Jesús nuevamente.
When Jesus comes back again,
lo ve a Tomás.
He sees Thomas.
Y le dice, "Come on, Thomas."
And he says, "Come here, Thomas."
Y le dice, "Toca."
Touch.
Mira.
Look.
Mete el dedo.
Put your finger here.
Y entonces ahí dice, "Oh, Señor mío y Dios mío."
And that's when Thomas says, "Oh, my Lord, my Lord."
Y entonces le dice Jesús, "Porque has visto, has creído, Tomás."
And the Lord says to him, "Because you have seen, you believe."
Bienaventurado es aquel que cree sin haber visto.
Blessed is the one who believes without having seen.
Una explicación de bienaventurado sería más feliz es el que ves, el que cree sin ver.
An explanation for that word blessed is one that
se goza, es más feliz.
It's happier. Happier is he who believes without having seen. Yeah, happier.
Entonces, Jesús no tiene problema con que uno pueda dudar.
And so Jesus has no problem when we come against doubt.
Siempre y cuando la duda te acerque a él.
So long the doubt takes you closer to him.
Pedro, impetuoso.
Peter, with all his that eagerness.
Ustedes recordarán cuando Jesús estaba caminando sobre las aguas.
You would remember Peter who was walking on the water.
Y ellos gritaron, ¡fantasma!
And they were all crying, "It's a ghost!"
Y me imagino subiéndose así, uno encima del otro, ¡fantasma!
And they were probably handling each other, "Oh, it's a ghost!"
Muy bien. Very good. Y alguien tenía que soltar una voz.
And someone had to release a voice.
Alguien tenía que hacer algo diferente.
Someone had to do something different.
Y ahí aparece el impetuoso Pedro.
And here comes Peter.
Si eres tú, Señor.
If it is you, Lord.
Sit down. Si eres tú, Señor.
If it is you, Lord.
Manda que yo vaya.
Command that I come to you.
Y Jesús no le dijo, no, eso no, Pedro, eso solamente lo puede hacer el Rey de Reyes y Señor de Señores.
And Jesus didn't respond, no, Peter, no, that's only for the King of Kings. No, no, not for you.
¿Qué le dijo Jesús?
What did Jesus say to Peter? Come.
Así que el come significa avanzar.
So when Jesus says come, it means advance.
¿Cómo estuvo tu avanzar en estos primeros dos meses del año?
How was your advance these first 2 months of the year?
Porque este año es muy especial.
Because this year is very special.
Este año es de aceleración.
This year is a year of acceleration.
Este año es de puertas abiertas.
This year is a year of open doors.
Este año es de cielos abiertos.
It's a year of open heavens.
Pero tienen que haber Pedros.
But there have to be Peters.
Que le crean al Señor.
Who believe the Lord.
Y que avancen.
Who advance.
Así que cuando el Señor le dijo, ven.
So when the Lord said to Peter, come.
Pedro sacó el pie.
He put his foot out.
Y empezó a caminar sobre las aguas.
And he began walking on the waters.
¡Aleluya!
¡Aleluya!
Pero.
However.
Jesús.
Jesus.
Se quedó esperándolo.
Was waiting for Peter.
No avanzaba mientras Pedro avanzaba.
Jesus didn't move towards Peter.
Jesús lo esperó.
Jesus waited for Peter.
¿Será que Jesús te está esperando?
Is it possible that Jesus is waiting for you?
Otra cosa muy importante es que no detuvo los vientos y el mar al lado de Pedro mientras caminaba sobre las aguas.
Another very important thing to note here in this story is that Jesus didn't stop the wind and the waves.
¿Será que el Señor lo estaba probando?
Do you think that perhaps Jesus was testing him?
Así que lo cierto es que él empezó a caminar.
And so Peter began to walk.
Él dijo, se puede.
And he thought, wow, it is possible.
Pero hay que creerle a Dios.
But we have to believe God.
Mientras camina sobre las aguas,
and while he's walking on the waters,
alrededor se vive la tormenta y las grandes olas que se levantaban.
All around him is the storm and these big waves that were rising up against him.
Y en ese mismo instante,
and at that very moment,
Pedro quitó la mira del Señor.
Peter moved away his sight from the Lord.
Y miró la adversidad.
And he looked at the adversity.
Dijo, esto está difícil.
And he saw and he thought, this is hard.
Las olas son muy grandes.
The waves are very big.
El viento está muy fuerte.
Oh, the wind is very strong.
Y en ese instante pequeño en que quitamos la mira del Señor.
And in that microsecond when we move away our eyes from the Lord.
Nos hundimos.
We go down.
No.
We go down.
Así que la enseñanza que el Señor le da, luego que él dice, sálvame.
So the teaching that Jesus tells Peter, after Peter says, save me, Lord.
El Señor lo levanta.
Jesus lifts him up.
¿Por qué dudaste?
And he tells him, why did you doubt?
¿Por qué dudaste?
Why did you doubt?
Si estabas caminando sobre las aguas.
If you were walking on the waters.
¿Cómo volvió?
How did he
a la barca.
How did he go back to the boat?
Volvió caminando sobre las aguas.
He most likely was walking on the waters.
Tomado de la mano del Señor.
Holding Jesus' hand.
Si el Señor te llama.
If the Lord calls you.
Él no va a permitir que algo te suceda.
He is not going to allow something to take you down.
Siempre estará allí para tomarte la mano.
He will always be there taking your hand.
Siempre.
Always.
No hay problema con la duda. Pedro dudó.
No problem with doubt. Peter doubted.
Pedro falló.
Peter failed.
Pero Pedro supo reconocer.
But Peter knew how to recognize.
Que no podía hacer nada.
That he couldn't do
sin estar tomado de la mano del Señor.
Holding the hand of Jesus.
La duda tiene que acercarnos a Dios.
Doubt has to take us closer to Jesus.
Yo soy una persona resultadista.
I am a results-oriented person.
Necesito las confirmaciones de Dios.
I need the confirmations of God.
Pero yo tengo que empezar a creer en todas las cosas que el Señor me muestra.
But I need to start believing in all the things that the Lord begins to show me.
Si yo no lo creo, no lo puedo impartir.
And if I don't believe in myself, I cannot impart it.
Mientras estábamos adorando al Señor,
while we were worshiping the Lord just before,
yo sentí como un ángel estaba poniendo su mano en la parte izquierda de mi cabeza.
I felt as an angel was placing his hand on my head.
Yo creo que en esta iglesia todos están locos, así que lo creo.
I believe that everyone here is a little bit crazy, so I believe this.
Pero eso me sucedió ahí.
But that just happened to me right there.
Y no quería tocar mi cabeza.
And I didn't want to touch my own head.
Para que el ángel no saque la mano.
So that the angel wouldn't move his hand.
Y yo estaba en la gloria.
And I was in the glory.
Por eso cuando hicimos el túnel de fuego.
That's why when we did the fire tunnel.
Yo le decía a ese mismo ángel que me acariciaba desde ese lado.
I was telling the same angel who was placing his hand on my
y
head.
Y por eso tocaba desde ese lado a las personas que pasaron por el túnel.
And that was the same side that I was using to touch people as they were coming through.
It's true. Ahora, ya es viejo el it's true porque ya se reformateó.
There's been a reset in the it's true. So we'll just move away.
Pero te voy a contar una nueva de Todd.
But I'm going to give you a new one from Todd.
Llegué a la oficina, esto fue en el viaje pasado.
My last trip.
Entro a la oficina.
I went in the office.
Y de vuelta
in
me
Todd's
dice,
office, and he told me.
Me muestra unas zapatillas.
He showed me these shoes.
Y me dice, sit down.
He told me, sit down.
Is it? Oh, of course. Son para ti, me dice.
They're for you, he said.
Entonces yo me las pruebo.
And so I tried them.
Cómodas.
Tried them on.
Es más, son las que traje ahora para este viaje, como 24 horas.
In fact, I was wearing them on my,
me vine
on
con
my
esas zapatillas.
Flight here. I was wearing them.
Pero él me dijo algo.
But he said something.
Estas zapatillas.
These shoes.
Tarda de poner más grave.
These shoes.
Son compradas.
Have been bought
en la tienda más exclusiva de Tokio.
In the most exclusive shop in Tokyo.
Hechas en España.
They were made in Spain.
De canguros de Australia.
Made out of kangaroo from Australia.
Oh! Wow!
Wow!
Me pongo las zapatillas.
I put them on.
Muy buena.
Very good.
No, no, no.
No, 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 he said.
Estas zapatillas
these shoes
son compradas
have been bought
en la tienda
In the shop.
Más exclusiva de Tokio.
In the most exclusive shop.
Hechas
of Tokyo.
En España.
Made in Spain.
Por canguros de Australia.
By Australian kangaroo leather.
¿Qué le digo?
What do I say to that?
Oh, thank you. Y entonces me voy, pero algo el espíritu me está diciendo.
And so the Holy Spirit, as I move away, the Holy Spirit begins to tell me.
Y digo, me lo repitió porque no fui quizás muy agradecido.
And I thought maybe he repeated it, maybe because I didn't show that I was grateful enough.
Y el Espíritu Santo me dice.
And the Holy Spirit tells me.
Te está diciendo.
He is telling you.
Que tú vas a pisar los tres continentes.
That you are going to step on the three continents.
Y dice, no me lo puede hacer más fácil.
Can he not just make it a little bit easier?
Que me diga, mira, esto es profético para ti. No, todo. Entonces entendí algo.
And then I understood something.
Tengo que ser sensible.
I have to be sensitive.
Y para ser sensible al Espíritu Santo,
and to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit,
tenemos que ser muy intencionales.
We have to be very, very intentional.
Muy pedigüeños.
And ask a lot.
Muy duditativos, muy niños.
Like children.
Sí. Porque eso le agrada al Señor.
Because the Lord pleases.
No creer que lo sabemos todo.
Pleases in this. We don't. We,
no
we
creer
shouldn't believe
que lo podemos todo.
We shouldn't think that we know everything.
Y es allí donde Él nos va a confirmar, mi niño, esto es lo que quiero hacer contigo.
It's right in those moments where the Lord is going to tell us and confirm to us, these are the things that I want to do with you, my child.
Yo sé que cuando nosotros venimos aquí,
I know that when we come here,
recibimos algo tan grande.
We receive something so big.
Pero el Señor nos dice en la palabra,
but the Lord says in his word,
guarda con el que duda sobre lo que come. Cuidado con el que duda sobre lo que come.
Be aware of the one who eats with doubt.
Refiriéndose a la comida espiritual.
And he's referring to spiritual food.
¿Dónde te estás alimentando?
Where are you eating?
Field of Dreams es el mejor restaurante de Australia.
The best restaurant of Australia.
¿Cuántos dicen amén? Yeah. Más fuerte si es para el Señor. ¡Come on! Yo lo creo.
I believe this.
Aquí se come muy bien.
We eat here very well.
Aquí se imparte de una manera poderosa.
There's a powerful impartation happening here.
Pero ya no tenemos que dudar.
But we must not doubt anymore.
Es hora de que cuando estamos llenos,
it is time that when we are filled,
podamos compartir con otros.
We then begin to share with others.
Si hay alguna duda,
if there is any doubt,
que la duda te acerque a Dios.
May doubt bring you closer to Jesus.
Si tenemos una relación con Él,
if we have that relationship with Him,
y hablamos como el hijo habla a su padre,
and if we speak with Him in the way that a child speaks to his dad,
podemos tranquilamente decirle, Señor, esto es lo que querés para mí.
Then we just simply can ask him, Lord, is this what you want for me?
¿Esto es lo que podemos hacer?
Is this what we can do?
¿Somos esa puerta de bendición?
Are we that door of blessing?
Esta mañana dije,
this morning I said,
que afuera la creación está esperando,
that creation is eagerly awaiting,
que los hijos de Dios se manifiesten,
for the sons of God to be manifest.
Ya no va a venir Pedro.
It's no longer Peter.
Ya no va a estar Pablo.
He's no longer Paul.
No es el tiempo de Moisés.
He's not the time of Moses anymore.
Diga conmigo.
Please say this with me.
Es mi tiempo.
It is my time.
Come on, come on, come on.
It is my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
Vamos, vamos, vamos. Dígalo con fe.
It is my
time. Dígalo con fe.
It is my time. Say
yes.
It with faith. It is my time.
Yes.
It is my time.
Yes.
It is my time.
La nube de testigos que dice Hebreos 12.
The cloud of witnesses in Hebrews 12
está alentándonos,
is cheering us on,
diciendo, a ustedes le toca,
saying, come on, it's time for you guys.
Ya nos pasó la antorcha.
They have given us the baton.
Y ahora nosotros tenemos que alumbrar.
And now it is time for us to rise and shine.
Y entonces,
And then,
como dicen las escrituras,
as the scripture says,
el velo les será quitado,
the veil will be removed,
y se convertirán al Señor.
And then they will believe in Jesus.
¿Cuántos entienden que este es el tiempo?
How many of you believe that this is the time?
Este es el tiempo.
This is the time.
Tenemos que ir.
We have to
Tenemos
go.
Que avanzar.
We have to advance.
Tenemos que ser impetuosos.
We have to be energetic,
valientes.
And push forward, and brave, and courageous.
Y quizás en algún momento,
and perhaps at some moment,
si no hacemos lo que tenemos que hacer,
if we don't do what we need to do,
puede que nos empujen.
Maybe we'll get a push.
Mm. Yo soy alguien que es empujado.
I am someone who has been pushed.
Y me gozo en eso.
And I rejoice in that.
Porque seguramente yo no haría un montón de cosas que Dios dice que haga.
Because perhaps I wouldn't do a lot of things that the Lord says that
Pero
I should
Él se encarga de decir, tú lo vas a lograr porque estoy contigo.
But he's the one who encourages me saying, you are going to make it because I am with you.
Termino con esto.
I'm finishing with this.
Un hombre de 52 años.
A man, a 52-year-old man.
Tenía mucha ambición por lograr ser importante en este mundo.
Had a lot of ambition and desire to be important in this world.
Por tener mucha plata.
To amass a lot of fortune.
Y ser alguien poderoso.
And be someone powerful.
El hombre perseveraba.
The man was perseverant.
El hombre insistía.
And he was persistent.
Hasta que encuentra un negocio.
And then he finds a business.
Y ese negocio le abre las puertas y le muestra todo lo que en ese negocio se hace.
And then the business opens the doors to him and they show him everything that is done in that business.
Le dan todos los secretos.
And they give him all the secrets.
¿Cómo se hace el producto?
How the product is made.
¿Cuánto tiempo demora?
How long it takes.
¿Dónde lo compran?
Where to buy it.
Le dan todo.
They give him everything.
Pero él,
But him,
pasado el tiempo,
after some time,
se asocia
partners,
y termina comprándole la parte a los pioneros de ese negocio.
So he partners with someone else and he ends up buying the business of those people.
Un negocio que en ese momento él compra por más de $2 million.
And at that moment in time he buys that business for just over $2 million.
Y hoy es un negocio que factura $2,000 millones.
And today it's a business that makes over $2,000 million.
McDonald's.
It's McDonald's.
Y cuando está Roy en el baño,
and when Roy is in the toilet,
se encuentra con uno de los pioneros, de los dueños de uno de los McDonald's.
He meets with one of the original owners of McDonald's.
Y le dice, te quiero hacer una pregunta. McDonald a Roy.
El original. So the original owner asks Roy a question.
Te quiero hacer una pregunta.
I want to ask you a question.
Nosotros te abrimos el negocio.
We opened up the doors
te
of our business.
Te mostramos el secreto.
We showed you our secrets.
Te dijimos cómo se hace.
We told you how to make it.
Y él, Roy le dice que ¿por qué no los copié?
And Roy tells him, like, why didn't I copy you? Is that what you're asking?
No hubiera funcionado, dijo Roy.
And then Roy says, if that's what you're asking, it wouldn't have worked.
¿Por qué?
And the other guy says, but why?
Ni vos lo sabés, le dice.
And he says, but not even you would know it.
No es la hamburguesa.
It's not the burger.
Es el nombre.
It's the name.
McDonald's. Es el arco dorado.
It's the golden arch.
No era la comida.
It wasn't the food.
Nosotros tenemos el nombre que es sobre todo nombre.
Wow, we have the name that is above every name.
No es lo que nosotros portamos, sino el nombre que es sobre todo nombre.
It is about the name that is above every name.
Y si tenemos el nombre de Jesús,
and if we have the name of Jesus,
nada nos puede detener.
Nothing should stop us.
Tú tienes el nombre que es sobre todo nombre.
You have the name that is above every other name.
Y el Espíritu de Dios mora en ti.
And the Holy Spirit of God abides inside of you.
Salgamos en el poder del Espíritu.
Let's go therefore in the power of the Spirit.
Y pronunciemos ese nombre en todo lugar.
And let's pronounce his name everywhere.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
Who says amen to that?
Amén. Ponte de pie, vamos.
You may stand up.
Hallelujah. Ya oramos. Ya oramos.
We've already prayed.
Impartimos.
We've already imparted.
Y tenemos ahora dirección.
And we now have direction.
Lo más importante,
the most important thing,
es tener visión.
Is then to have a vision.
Si una iglesia no tiene visión,
if a church doesn't have a vision,
si los líderes no tienen visión,
if the leaders don't have a vision,
el pueblo muere,
the people perish,
se confunde,
they get confused,
se tropieza,
they trip over.
Pero aquí hay dirección.
But here in this house
los
there is
cielos
direction,
están abiertos,
and the heavens are open.
Y hay una visión clara.
And there is a clear vision.
Cuando hay visión,
and where there is vision,
uno sabe qué camino transita.
You know which road
uno
to
sabe
take.
A dónde tiene que doblar.
You know where to turn.
Y no tiene confusión.
And there's no confusion.
Tenemos ese nombre.
We have that name.
El nombre sobre todo nombre.
The name that is above every other name.
Usémoslo.
Let's use it.
Porque el Señor lo va a confirmar.
Because the Lord is going to confirm.
Él te llamó Field of Dream.
He called you Field of Dreams.
Y te dijo que tú serías puertas para muchas naciones.
And he told you that you would be gates for many nations.
Que levantarías la frente de los que están caídos.
That you would lift up the side of those that are falling down.
Y que abrazarías a los que no tienen consuelo.
And that you will embrace those that have no comfort.
Y eso es para tu vida.
And that is for your life.
Eso es para tu casa.
For your house.
Eso es para los líderes.
For the leaders.
Dios está con ustedes.
God is with you.
Dios te bendiga.
God bless you.
So good. He isn't he? Wow. There is just such a beautiful realm on you guys, and we just so appreciate, again, just everything you've poured out. We really do. And so why don't we just put our hands towards these guys just as a church. We just want to just release a spiritual blessing over you. And so if maybe a couple of the team could just come behind them. And so we just honor them. We honor our brothers and sisters from over the oceans. And so, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we just release a blessing over these guys, a Field of Dreams impartation. We acknowledge what's happening in Argentina right now. In the name of Jesus, we release in the realm of the Spirit a cross-pollination from Australia into South America. Father, we declare that South America will hear the gospel. Father, we thank you that it would go across the entirety of South America. And we thank you, God, that you are enlarging the place of their tent in this season, that they've gone, as it were, from national impact to international. Father, we thank you that it would be crossing barriers right now, crossing barriers culturally and geographically. And so, Father, we thank you right now for that new season and that new day of expansion. Not a generic specific word, but a specific word of expansion. Father, we thank you. Just like the prayer of Jabez, you enlarge their territory. And so right now, in the name of Jesus, we release the enlargement of territory over this work right now, over this apostolic work, this apostolic mother and father. We speak increase. Everyone say increase. We release increase. We release favor. We declare new territory, new impact, new grace, new provision, new revelation, new leaders, new leaders, new leaders. We declare that there will be a whole generation of leaders that would come up under you, and we release the word of generational impact. Father, we thank you for the legacy that these guys have already started to sow, but Father, we thank you that it will go down from generation to generation to generation to generation. And Father, we thank you that it will be for your glory that Argentina and many other nations will be transformed by the word of God that these guys are carrying in this ministry, in Jesus' name. So good. So as we honor as a house, we reap the reward too. And so isn't it great to be able to share in inheritance, to be able to share in spiritual inheritance? And I believe that that's what we get to do. We become rich as we develop these beautiful relationships with truly apostolic sons and daughters from all over the world. So, so good. Come on, let's just end by giving the Lord a shout of praise for everything that he did today. Jesus! He is so, so good. How good is God? And everybody said, amen. Amen. What a interesting and wonderful Sunday all in one. It's been absolutely amazing. We love having you guys today. Thank you so much for being with us. That marks the end. If you haven't applied for Luminate, I'm not going to go through any of the other announcements, but please do put your application in to the Luminate School as soon as you possibly can. We'd love to, for you to be prayerfully considering being part of that this July. But otherwise, that is the meeting officially finished. Go home and enjoy your impartation and then enjoy dinner too. Bless you guys. We love you and we'll look forward to seeing you Tuesday night or next Sunday. Have a great evening. Cheers.